Blog Talk Radio.
About tonight, hey, that's the way to get it done. We got the chat room up and running. If you're listening to us, you can get to the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Squirrel Show. And if there's a comment you want to make, we'll be glad to get it on the air. You can also, big news, you can now Twitter The Greg Squirrel Show. That's right, ring announcer. @ringannouncer1 on Twitter. I'm still not sure how all that Twitter crap works, but you can now Twitter The Greg Squirrel Show, and once again, we will get your comments on the air. And as always, we got the email up and running, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Once again, I hope everybody is having a great day. I thought I was going to have to snow dogs out earlier. We got a little bit of snow right here in beautiful northwest Arkansas. I mean, let me tell you, folks, if you want to visit someplace pretty and you don't want to go to California, you don't want to go to Florida, but you want to come someplace nice, a nice, beautiful hill, just kind of laid back and relaxed, visit northwest Arkansas, because we got a lot of great stuff up here to come check out. So that's that. Before we get going, we want to say thank you to our sponsors once again. Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services for all your mobile DJ or karaoke needs. Contact Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJs at 479-236-1007. We also want to say thank you to XF Energy Drinks, an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. You can find them on the internet. Amway is your official handler and supplier of excess energy drinks. So make sure if you want to try those out, go to Amway. I believe it's Amway.com and order you a case, and they are delicious. We also want to say thank you to the Northwest Arkansas Battle for being an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. Northwest Arkansas Battle, they're going to be in action this coming Saturday night, Lincoln, Arkansas, at Battlefield, also known as Lincoln High School Football Stadium, the old stadium, not the new stadium, but the old stadium. Lincoln will be in action against the Joplin Crusaders. The Crusaders are 1-0, and the Battle is 0-1. My should turn out to be a pretty good game. Gates open at 5, ball game open at 6. Weather's supposed to be a little on the chilly side, so please make sure you bring a coat, because it's football weather, so you might as well enjoy it. What can I say about that? All right, as always, we kind of like to run down the headlines, and then we'll start running. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament. Bellator is going on tonight. So we'll try to get you some results off that. So anyway, the Titans agreed to a one-year deal with safety Bernard Pollard. Let's see. I'm still kind of upset about the big news that the Chicago Bears could not re-sign or would not. I'm going to say would not re-sign Brian Urlacher. They were just, the Bears were offering him like $1 million. Urlacher was wanting $3 million. Chicago felt that he came back with another offer for $2 million. Chicago still turned it down. So Brian Urlacher is no longer a Chicago Bear, and I pretty much think that sucks. So, Chicago Bears fullback Evan Rodriguez was arrested in Miami. Once again, this is another one of those situations. Guys, you're supposed to be role models, and just because you are who you are don't mean that you can get by with crap. And this is the perfect example. Chicago Bears fullback has been charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer in Miami. Evan Rodriguez was arrested early Thursday morning. He's being held in Miami-Dade County on $1,500 bail after being booked at 5:32 a.m. I mean, come on, guys. You're supposed to be role models, and just because you're a big-name superstar athlete, you have got to hold yourself accountable for your actions, and just because you are who you are, I mean, don't even get me started on that. Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs have signed left tackle Brandon Albert as a franchise tender. Albert will make $9.828 million if he plays under the one-year contract. Okay. They're willing to give this guy $9.28 million, and they're not willing to give Brian Urlacher, a mainstay on your football team, the guy has bled, sweat, and tears for the Chicago Bears. That's the only team he's ever played for. And you won't even give him $2.5-3 million. You are screwed up. We're two different teams. What am I talking about? But still, I mean, that's still crazy. I need to pay more attention, don't I? I'm not tired about this Chicago deal. I mean, anyway, let's keep on going. Jacksonville Jaguars have signed wide receiver Jordan Shipley, giving the Jaguars a little more option at wide receiver. Former Dolphin wide receiver Mark Duper has beat his son unconscious. Okay, I don't care who you are. If you beat on your kid and beat him unconscious, your sorry ass belongs in jail. No ands, ifs, or buts. You don't even deserve to be a parent, you freaking scumbag. I hope you hear this. I hope somebody gets you this message, you freaking scumbag. If you beat on your kid, I don't care what the situation, you're a freaking scumbag. I don't care what kind of legendary status. You can be Michael Jordan for all I care. If you beat on your kid, I'm going to be more than happy to get right in your grill and call you a scumbag loser. Get off my planet. Speaking of which, I'm looking for a posse. I am ready to go to New Mexico, and I'll tell you why. You know, I don't exactly agree with everything PETA does, by far. I think they take things a little too far. There is a video going around the internet, and if you want to contact me on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, I'll give you a copy of the video. New Mexico, not far from Roswell, I forget the name of the city, but they are wanting to reopen processing plants for horse, to process horse meat. Okay? There's a guy named Mike Sappington. Yeah, I'm calling you out, you dick. Pardon my language. His name is Mike Sappington. He and one of his little dipshit buddies get a video camera. They pull out this beautiful horse, probably 2-3 years old at the most. He looks right at the camera, and he says, "For all you edible activists, bleep you." Pulls out his gun, he shoots the horse right in the head. What the hell did that horse do to deserve that? Mike Sappington, I'm calling your butt out. I hope somebody finds your ass, and I hope they blow your freaking head off. Because that horse did not deserve that. Just because you're mad at the animal activist, you don't go around shooting a defenseless freaking animal. You want to piss me off? That's the way to do it right there, is you mistreat a poor, helpless animal that can't defend itself. So like I say, that's probably my big soapbox for the day, is that right there. Because if you want to see the edited video, I'll show you that. But I also got a copy of the unedited video where it literally shows him point blank range pulling out a handgun and blasting this horse into chrome. I mean, that horse didn't deserve that. Maybe I'm just a too freaking bleedy animal lover. You know, I cry when I see a hurt animal. It breaks my heart. And just because this scumbag is PO'd at the world, he don't need to be shooting a defenseless animal. And if Blog Talk was to knock me off the air for my viewpoints on this, go right ahead. Because I don't apologize for it. Anyway, back to the point that's being. Back to Mark Duper, you still need to be in jail. You don't even deserve to be on the street. I hope they take your kid from you. Because he can get a lot better parent than you. Giants re-sign David Carr, backup quarterback to Eli Manning. Arizona has a free agent defensive end, Frosty Rucker, signed a 1-year contract with the Cardinals. Bills have gotten a 10-year lease approved by county lawmakers. So that's what's going on in Buffalo. Other transactions on today. Andrew Economos for Tampa Bay re-signed as an unrestricted free agent. Doesn't give the details of the contract. Just says he was re-signed. Brian Hoyer, Arizona quarterback, re-signed. 1-year contract. E.J. Biggers for Washington quarterback, unrestricted free agent. And Bryce McCain, Houston quarterback, re-signed as an unrestricted free agent. Woo! You thought I got heated there. Wait till I look at my NCAA bracket. I know that. I know I got one game already blown out. Let's see, any big news? Derek Jeter to only play exhibition games and minors. Let's see, anything else goes? Don't see anything big on there. Let's look at the transaction board. Stephen Vaught, Tampa Bay, was sent to the minors. John McDonald, Pittsburgh shortstop, traded for future considerations, doesn't say to who. Chone Figgins from Miami, he was released. And he must have been too good, so they got rid of him. And Luis Exposito for Baltimore was sent to the minors. Looking at the injury front for the baseball, don't see nothing big there. I'm still trying to calm down off the horse things, folks, so you're going to have to deal with me. NBA. Oh, hold on. Let's go down to baseball scoreboard. I've kind of gotten into used to that now, and I kind of enjoy doing it for you. Toronto 3, Tampa Bay 1. The Cards beat the Mets 3-2. Oakland 10, Cincinnati 9. Dodgers beat the Cubbies 5-4. White Sox beat the Brew Crew 8-3. Tribe beat the Snakes 5-4. What, they were playing Lawyers? No. Diamondbacks, Arizona. Never mind, my bad. Houston 7, Detroit 2. Atlanta beat the Senators 4-3. Minnesota 6, Yankees 1. Bo Sox 6, Phils 1. Baltimore and Pittsburgh are scoreless in extra innings. And Texas beat the Angels, beating the Angels 7-0 at the bottom of the third. And then we got two games just now getting started. We got the let's see here. We got the Cubs and Seattle, a split squad getting together at 10:05 Eastern. And we got Colorado and Frisco getting together 10:05 Eastern time zone. So kind of a small schedule for the NBA tonight. Only got three games on my scoreboard. We'll go down the board. Rose, still not sure when he's going to make his return. Derrick Rose still having some issues from his knee injury, so he's, like I say, really not sure when he's coming back. I think that was from last night. Yeah. Looking over any over current stuff. NBA transactions for today. Chris Quinn, Cleveland, signed as a free agent. Malcolm Thomas for Chicago, 10-day contract. Utah waived Travis Leslie. And Boston signed DJ White for the rest of the season. Tonight's scoreboard, Portland beat Chicago 99-89. Denver beat Philadelphia 51-44. And in the first, that Denver-Philadelphia game, 12 minutes in the third, 7 minutes 32 seconds remaining in the first period, Minnesota 13, Sacktown 8. All right. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to join in on my little tirades, come on in. We'll be glad to talk to you. Let's see. As I mentioned the other day, Malboro has stepped down as athletic director, and Alabama President Judy Bonner is recommending Bill Battle as the new athletic director. I started to go off because I saw a businessman, but then I saw that he was a football a teammate of Mal Moore at Alabama, so he does have football experience. I am tired of seeing people put in as athletic directors, especially athletic directors. If you're going to be an athletic director, shouldn't you have at least played a sport at one point or another? Midian, don't you agree with that? If you're going to be an athletic director for a college, shouldn't you have at least played a sport at one point? Midian's are shaking their head, yes. Thank you very much, Midian. I think that should be for any team. I mean, if you're going to be a president or a GM for a team, I think you should have some kind of sports experience and not just a businessman. You know, I've ran a business for 12 years, but I'm not, but I'll be the first to admit that I shouldn't be running a football team. And I have played some, not much, but I've played some. You know, I've been the general manager for a minor league football team. You know, I've been the manager of an adult league baseball team. But I had experience. I've played baseball in the past. I've played football in the past. I've played golf in the past. But I get just something across my butt when you hear of a GM or president of a sports team, and yet you have not touched a court or a field or laced up the tennis shoes one game in your career. And I think that, can somebody please call in, 347-326-9073. Does anybody know Roger Goodell's background in, as far as sports? Because I know he's running the NFL. I mean, we're talking about the safety issues. I know he's trying to protect the players and everything. But like I keep saying, and it's like I posted on Facebook today, because now they're going to all these neurologists and stuff. They're actually trying to ban professional boxing and MMA. I'm like, dudes, knock it off. I mean, the players know Facebook, what are you doing? I don't like the new Facebook page. I need to leave things alone. So anyway, what? What the hell? All right, I'm going to look like, timeline. Okay, let's go over here. Oh, no, that I like. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to read you my post I put earlier today. And then I'd like for you to message me, email me, send me a message on Facebook, and let me know how you feel, if you agree or don't agree. The comment was, because like I said, there's a video about the horse getting shot. Don't get me started on that again, because I'll go off again. Government, you're trying to do away with boxing. And Stacy Gibson, a very good friend of mine, he'll be the first to chime in on this if he's listening to the show. But the government needs to stop telling people what to think or what to do. Okay? They're trying to ban boxing because they say It's too barbaric, too many head injuries, you know, looking at Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali has other issues besides getting crushed in the dome too many times. I mean, you look at Muhammad Ali, and you can tell that the brain is still there, but because of his other health issues, that's what's hurting him more than getting crunched in the dome too many times. But the bottom line, and John McCain, I hope somebody gets you a copy of this message. Leave us alone. We know the dangers when we step into the boxing ring. We know the dangers when we step into the MMA cage, step on the football field, step on the basketball court. Whatever sport we choose to pursue, we know the risk. We know the danger. We do not need the United States government telling us we can box or MMA or we can't box in MMA. We know the dangers. Let us do what we enjoy doing. And if you choose to ban boxing, if you choose to ban MMA, then it's just going to go back underground. It'll just go underground and we will survive. That is our freedom as citizens of the United States, and you are trying to take those freedoms away from us, just like handguns. Yes, I still don't believe, and yeah, they're fun to own. They're fun to go shoot. We got... Yeah, the AR-15s, whatever some of those weapons are that people can buy at your local gun shop. Yeah, they're fun to own. They're fun to have. But seriously, if there's an intruder in your home and it takes you more than one shot to cap his butt, then you need to get robbed. Okay? Because I guarantee the way my home is designed, and I don't know about your home, but I guarantee you the way my home is designed, I got three dogs, and they are some of the loudest dogs on the planet. So if somebody decides they want to come in my front door uninvited, my alarm system's going off, and I'll have a cap in the top of your chrome dome before you make it up my stairs. And it'll only take one shot. I guarantee it. But back to the original thing. Stop, you know, I can understand wanting to protect boxers' health, you know, but work on the equipment. It's like I've been saying about football. Work on the equipment. You know, work on more advances and better equipment. But don't take the sport away or ban the sport. Okay? We the people. Oh, sorry. Don't get me started on that either. Anyway, man, I'm full of tirades tonight. Phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Woo! I just put a message on Facebook. Tirades tonight. Somebody call in to shut me up or unleash me on you. Woo-hoo. Man. Well, once again, I want to say hello to Pro-Am Belts. They're out there listening to us tonight. Once again, if you're a professional boxing, pro wrestling, MMA promotion, and you need some fantastic belts, they got some beautiful, what they call their stock belts. But then they can also do custom belts. So like I say, if you need some good-looking belts, check with Pro-Am Belts, and they can set you up and not kill your pocketbook. I want to say hello to my buddy, Bryant Pappas, my favorite Yonkers cop, New York, listening in on the house tonight. Thank you for listening in, New York City. I also want to say hello to Sky Nasijic, some of my buddies down in the Miami, Florida area. They're down there listening tonight. It's crazy here on the Greg Squirrel. Now, I'm glad somebody called in because I'm running out of tirades to go off on. Who we got on the phone tonight? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who we got on the phone?
Micah.
Hey, Micah. What's going on, man?
Not too much. I just tuned in. I just brought it up to listen.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Micah. You probably heard me talking about, once again, the United States government is up to their silly tricks. Once again, trying to get a motion started to ban boxing. Go ahead, Micah, I'm sorry.
I don't know why they try to do it. The first thing they try to do is ban all of MMA. And then when that doesn't work, they change and try to ban boxing. And it's like, I know you know from watching sports, like football and hockey have just as many head injuries as boxing or MMA does.
And it's crazy. I mean, my big point is, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, that these athletes know the dangers, they know the risk when they choose their sport. You know, now I know basketball and baseball, there's not that many high-risk injuries, not as much as football, pro boxing, and MMA, but the point is these guys know the risk when they choose to participate in these sports. If you want to work on better equipment, fine, do it that way. But don't take the sport away from us. That's supposed to be one of our rights as Americans to be able to pursue and do what we want to do. And well, now the government's trying to tell us that you can't do it.
I have a question for you, Greg.
What's that, Bob? Now, Micah,
where?
I'll be honest. I may not have the right answer, but I do have an opinion. So
yes, sir.
Go ahead with your question.
where do you draw the line at? I mean, if you draw the line at, okay, let's say they make boxing illegal. What's to make them from keeping football illegal, race car driving, because no one needs the speed. There's speed limits on roads for a reason. There's accidents. People die. Where is the line going to be drawn at? Is skateboarding, should skateboarding for all kids that get hurt, should that be illegal?
Yeah, you know, I made the comment last night, Micah. I made the comment on the show last night that I see 25 years, it may be sooner than that, the way things are going, but I see in 25 years, professional football not even existing.
I agree.
The way they're changing the rules and everything, in 25 years, I see professional football not even existing. So that, you know, if John McCain gets his way, professional boxing and MMA will be gone in 10. if not less.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and it's sad because, you know, look, football for a perfect example. And even look at the old days of boxing. When boxing started out, they didn't even have gloves. They were flat, bare knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the gloves that they have now. Same way with football. When football started out, they had little pieces of leather on their head. They didn't have face masks. They didn't have the specialized shoulder pads for different positions like they have today. Back when football started out, it was just one shoulder pad fits all. There was just one design, and it was one design fit all.
Well, bull riding is a lot like that now. Is for bull riding, now they make a shield that goes, they can wear, looks like a cowboy hat, but it's actually a helmet, and they can have a face mask and have a chest protector. So that way if they get their chest stomped on, it's like almost like body armor that goes underneath. And so some of the guys will do it, but some of the bull riders won't because they say it makes them look weak. So some of them still refuse it, but a lot of the guys will actually wear it.
Yeah, and you know, I watch bull riding once in a while, and, you know, some of the shows I watch, you tend to see more and more of the guys. You know, more of the guys, yes, they're going with the vest that you talk about, kind of like body armor. A lot of them still wear the traditional cowboy hat, but like you mentioned, you see a lot of them more going to the helmets with the face mask because, you know, I don't know if it's because they've had a situation in the past where they've almost been injured, so they know the danger is there. Maybe that's what it takes, you know. I'm not wishing bad things on anybody, but personally, my feelings, you know, maybe they should all be wearing the helmets because you get a 1,000-pound bull coming down on your cranium, you're a foobar.
Yeah, you're dead or severely injured.
Exactly. I mean, I've known a lot of great men. I mean, perfect example, Lane Frost. You know, everybody's probably has heard of the movie 8 Seconds or seen the movie 8 Seconds. You know, back when Lane Frost was riding, they didn't have those vests that a lot of the bull riders wear these days. And that's how he ended up getting killed, is he was riding up at Cheyenne Frontier Days, and the bull got him in the ribs.
Yes, sir.
Maybe if he'd have been wearing the body armor, or the vest, like they wear now, Lane Frost might still be with us. But, you know, my big thing is, you know, and I said it before, and I'll say it again, I'm all for safety. You know, a good friend of mine up in New York, and you just heard me mention his name, Bryant Pappas. He was a professional boxer. He's an outstanding boxer. And, you know, I've announced many of his events when he's come down to the Northwest Arkansas area, to this part of the country. He was in a fight up in New York. And once again, this is one of those that goes back not only to the promoter, but to the New York Athletic Commission, which is probably one of the dirtiest in the United States. But they actually allowed his opponent to wear unchecked gloves.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Yeah, that's not good at all. I mean, first off, the promoter should have stepped up and said, I forget the whole story, but it was something about the gloves. The promoter didn't have enough gloves, and just so happens, the guy that Brian was fighting had his own pair, but yet the athletic commission didn't check them, the promoter didn't check them. And so he ended up wearing these gloves, and Brian got messed up pretty bad. And, you know, and Brian, his regular job is he's a Yonkers cop. And you know, if you're going to be a cop in Yonkers, you got to be pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I put that blame not only on the promoter, but the athletic commission, because the promoter should have stepped up and he said, well, we'll back your fight up until we get a pair of gloves available for you. Otherwise, you're not fighting on this show.
Mm-hmm. Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Micah.
Example of that happening was when Hopkins fought Felix Trinidad. Is Hopkins' trainer watched them wrap Trinidad's hand, and Trinidad, Bernard Hopkins' coach didn't like the way Trinidad's hands were wrapped, so they had the athletic commission check it out, and then they made him rewrap his hands. And another example of that was Antonio Margarito fought someone in boxing, and it was actually Shane Mosley, and the corner found out his hands were wrapped incorrectly, and they made the commission check him, and when they checked him, they found plaster of Paris in his hand wraps. And so what that did, they made him rewrap his hands, let the fight go on, and Shane Mosley won by knockout. But that put all of Margarito's last fights in question. It's like, did he have plaster of Paris in his hands wraps the whole time, or was it a one-time deal? And stuff like that's a black eye for the sport. And when the commission does their... when the commission does their job like that, like you were saying, that's what the commission's there for, is to keep the fighters safe.
Right. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, and I've been around the business enough now, not only MMA, but boxing. I mean, I see the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And, like, I mean, I guess the best situation I reflect back on is John Jones. He was supposed to fight somebody for a title fight, but he refused to fight him because he felt they didn't deserve the fight. And so Dana White just ended up scratching the fight. I mean, I'm sorry, I thought the promoter was the boss, and, you know, you fight who the promoter says. You don't get to pick and choose. You know?
That was Chael Sonnen and John Jones.
Right.
And John Jones' opponent got hurt, and they said, oh, we have no fight. And Chael Sonnen said, well, I'll step in on an 8-day notice. And he said, I'll take a short notice fight so the event can go on. And John Jones said, you don't deserve to fight me. I'm not going to fight. So the whole event was scratched.
Right, because Jones was supposed to fight somebody else. Well, he didn't feel that guy deserved a title fight. So, like you said, Sonnen stepped up and he says, hey, I'll fight him. And Jones said, hey, I just beat you, didn't I? So you don't deserve a title shot. So the whole event eventually got scratched.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What we had was one of the guys that trained at the gym right next to us was on the card, and so he was afraid he wasn't going to get a purse because he was supposed to fight on the card and get a substantial paycheck. So he wasn't able to fight, and so a lot of people were mad because they were dependent on that money. They just did a 6-8-week training camp to fight, and then it got canceled because someone refused to fight. But Dana White did come back later and gave everyone that was on the card their show money. He said, here, I know you guys had a hard camp. Here's the money that you would get for showing up. So no win bonuses, but just the money. So that was a good step on the UFC's part.
Right. And you're correct. That was, personally, I felt Jones been stripped of the belt.
I agree.
I mean, you're a heavyweight champion. You should be ready to fight whoever, whenever, you know. And just because you don't feel the guy is worthy of a title shot, well, then that ought to be easier for you to go in and knock him out, because obviously somebody thinks he's deserving of a title shot. I'm talking about Jones's original opponent. Apparently, somebody apparently somebody thought he was deserving of a title shot, or he wouldn't have been there in the first place. So just because you don't think, if you're a champion, just because you don't think the guy is deserving of a title shot, well, go in and knock him out and prove it.
Yeah, go in and make an example of him.
Exactly.
So
you know, there's a lot of things that go on that I agree with. There's a lot of things I don't agree with. But, you know, I just go in and do what I'm supposed to do, announce the fights, and I do my best to keep my opinions to myself, unless I'm on the show, of course. And then when I'm on here, it's all open, so hey. But anyway, what do you got coming up next, Micah?
I won my fight 2 weeks ago in 1:03 by armbar, and I'm just waiting for my manager to tell me what's coming up. And so I've been cross-training at Alan Green's gym, who he has a pro boxing match coming up, the former world champion. And I've been training with Josh Bryan at the factory, and so trying to build a well-rounded fight game and just looking for who they tell me is next.
Right. Well, all right, Michael. Well, Micah, hey, man, as always, I appreciate you calling in. You know, welcome to call in anytime. Anytime you've got an event coming up, feel free to call in, talk about it. We'll get you a plug on there. Anyway, man, we're going to let you go. We got about 13 minutes left on the show. So, once again, Micah, I appreciate you calling in, man.
Nice having being on the show. Bye.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Micah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. I mean, it's crazy. There's a lot of stuff that goes out there in the MMA world, and especially when you're a champion and you're supposed to be in a fight, and you try to pull off telling the promoter that you're going to fight this guy or you're going to fight that, you're not going to fight this guy, just like the John Jones situation. It's like, okay, brother, if you're going to be that way, we'll just strip you of the belt and we'll find somebody who's not afraid to fight who we tell them to fight. You know, whether he's worthy of a belt, whether you think he's worthy of a title shot or not, apparently he's been doing something right, or he wouldn't be considered for a title shot. And if you don't think he's just get in there, make an example of him, just like Micah said. There is an event I want to talk about, April 12th, coming up at Catoosa, Oklahoma, at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. I might even try to make an appearance over there, not in an official announcing capacity, but I've got two good friends fighting on that card. David Grayson, he's going to be fighting on that event, I think he's fighting on the event, I don't know, but I do know Nico Calliostasis is going to be fighting Extreme Fight Night number 12. Once again, that's going to be at the Hard Rock Casino. I'm looking to see if they may have a fight card posted anywhere. And right now, I'm not seeing anything. But Calliostasis, great fighter. You know, he's going to be in on that. He's going to be on that card. I know David Grayson is possibly interested in fighting Nico Calliostasis. So, you never know. You just may see those two hook it up somewhere. I may have to approach some of my from buddies up in Missouri, say, hey, these guys are wanting to duke it out. Bring it up here to Missouri and let them go at it. I mean, I like seeing good fights. So if the hometown promotions aren't going to book it, then we'll find somebody who will book it. Back to the headlines, I did want to mention that the Bay Hill Classic is going on this year, the Bay Hill Arnold Palmer Invitational. Justin Rose has the lead. Tiger Woods is four shots back. So Tiger could have had a better round, but he had a couple of, he had like two or three. I don't have the scorecard here in front of me, but he did have a couple of bogeys, had an eagle. So, I mean, Tiger's still doing what he needs to be doing. LeVar Johnson, some MMA news for you. LeVar Johnson has been failed a drug test from the California State Athletic Commission. As an elevated ratio of testosterone to epitestosterone, whatever the heck that is. So he's been suspended for 9 months from the California State Athletic Commission, and he was released by his contract from his contract by UFC. He was 2-2 during his UFC run, but he was only 2-4 over his last four fights, which made him expendable, considering the roster cuts that UFC had been making. Johnson did lost a 3-round unanimous decision to Brandon Schaub at 157. So, just another sign, guys, that you got to play it right, play it straight, or you're going to get caught. Just when you think you won't get caught, bam. Bellator's Dave Jansen has said, I'm going to win this tournament, win the title, and shock the world. Michael Bisping plans on making a statement when he knocks out Ellen Belcher at 159. Marcus Davis continues the latest chapter fighting for Bellator. And so a lot of good stuff. Once again, talk about David Jansen. He's won his 5 consecutive fights, raising his record to 19-2 since he joined Bellator back in the middle of 2011. So, maybe our best wishes and good luck going out to him. I know he's going at the title. Bellator, they're fighting tonight. I'll try to have some results for you tomorrow night. Let us see. And that's about it. Junior Dos Santos says talking about fighting Mark Hunt on May 25th. Dos Santos is wanting to get back into the heavyweight title scene. And, he was scheduled to face Overeem on May 25th, but Hunt has stepped in as a replacement after Overeem pulled out due to an injury. So, Dos Santos has just flat said, I'm going to make an example of Mark Hunt, and then when I get a chance, I'm going to take the belt from Overeem. So, be interesting to see what happens with that fight. Once again, for Sonnen is still rallying for Jake Ellenberger to get a shot at Georges St-Pierre. So, you never know what could happen there. All right. So that's pretty much all the MMA stuff tonight. Once again, the phone lines are still open. We got about 5 minutes left on the show, 347-326-9073. The email is up and running, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, if there's something you want to comment about. And once again, I want to say thank you to everybody on the replays. People going back listening to the replays is just flat going insane. So once again, I want to say thank you to everybody on that. Let's talk about the big news at hand, and naturally, that is the NCAA tournament. How's your bracket looking? Mine's not looking too good. I won't even lie about it. I know I've had two big losses today. So there's still some games in action right now. The scoreboard I got going right now, and we're going to run down today's action. Action currently going in the second half, Missouri State, or Colorado State's beating Missouri 49-45. VCU is beating Akron 62-32. Harvard is beating New Mexico 31-25 in the first half. And just getting started, Syracuse against Montana 15-3. All right. In today's earlier action, in Midwest region, you saw Michigan State defeat Valparaiso 65-54. This is a game that shocked me. St. Louis beat New Mexico State 64-44. Memphis 54, St. Mary's 52. And another game that shocked me, Oregon beat Oklahoma State 68-55. In a game I was hoping to see but didn't get to watch, Louisville, who I got picked going all the way, defeated North Carolina A&T 79-48. And as I mentioned earlier, in the second half, Colorado 49, Missouri 45. We'll jump over to the West Regional. Wichita State 73, Pittsburgh 55. Gonzaga, who I feel is getting a much-needed, deserved recognition, 64-7, University 58. Arizona 81, Belmont 64. And 1 minute left in the first half, Harvard 31, New Mexico 25. Jumping down to the South region, Michigan 71, South Dakota State 56. The way they were talking about South Dakota State, I kind of expected that game to be a little bit closer than what it was. VCU 62, Akron 32, and that's a little over 16 minutes left in the ball game there. That one could get real ugly. And then we jump down to the East region. We saw Butler. For some reason, the scoreboard jumped on me. Butler 68, Bucknell 56. Marquette 59, Davidson 58, California 64, UNLV 61, and 14 minutes 33 seconds left in the first half, you got Syracuse 15, Montana 3. So I know I got one part of my bracket that's already been blown out due to the one part of my bracket's already been blown out thanks to the couple of the losses there. I'm trying to pull up my bracket, but it's not letting me get into it. Well, anyway, I hope everybody's having fun. We will talk to you guys tomorrow night for our Friday edition right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So until then, we're going to bug on out of here, go watch some basketball. So we will talk to you guys tomorrow night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, see ya. By the way, before I get out of here, I do want to remind people I may be a little late getting on the air because I'm going groundhog hunting because the little jerk lied. Bye.